You're listening to another edition of the LCJ Q&A podcast. As always, I'm your host, Lights Camera Jackson. Joining me right now is the director of the new Aardman animated movie, Early Man, four-time Academy Award winner, Nick Park. Nick, welcome to the show.
Oh, it's brilliant to talk to you, Jackson. Thank you.
You're welcome. I had the pleasure of meeting you back in 2013 at the Academy headquarters in L.A. for a Best Animated Feature nominees evening. That was when the Pirates Band of Misfits was a nominee. That was quite an event.
Yes. Wow. Yeah. It was. Gosh, you just reminded me. Yeah.
So glad to be talking with you again, especially about this movie, which I saw last week, and it's so funny, and it's so sweet. A caveman sports comedy. What was it about that concept that got you excited?
Well, I suppose it was the fact that I'd never seen a prehistoric underdog sports movie before, and a lot of these ideas start with just simple doodles, and I remember years ago I was sketching this caveman. I've always been attracted to the idea of a caveman movie, but it seems kind of well covered in animation these days. Mm. So I was kind of thinking, what would make this different? You know, and a bit more off the wall and a little bit more silly. And I just started thinking about a caveman wielding a club and hitting a rock, and it reminded me of sports and baseball and stuff, and I started thinking about the whole tribal nature of soccer and about a bunch of idiotic cavemen they can't fight against the mighty Bronze Age world, but they have it, instead they have to use the fight back through a game, really. You know, they can no longer use their fists and their weapons and have to learn a disciplined game where they can only use their feet. I just found it sort of interesting and funny.
And it is, and you see it on screen, and obviously soccer or football, as you guys say in the UK, it's huge in the UK. What kinds of research on the sport did you and your team still have to do for making this film?
We did quite a lot because it was, I'm not really a soccer fan, and which sounds incredible. In the UK, everybody supports a team. It's like religion, really. And so I felt maybe there's an advantage there because I'm an outsider looking at the game, and I really want to make a film that's entertaining as a caveman movie, comedy first of all, but with this, you know, off-the-wall kind of element of soccer in it that you wouldn't expect in a caveman film. And so I had to, even though I'm not a fan myself, I did work with a lot of research. I went to see matches I've always been excited by it, by the way. I've always loved the World Cup and got quite excited my writer is a big football fan, soccer fan. Various story artists and animators would often, you know, tell me, you know, what's right and wrong. You know, you can't do this because that would be a foul. Educate me all the time on the game. And also they would put in lots of jokes for the football fans as well, for the soccer fans.
All the jokes work. I gotta tell you, all the jokes work. My new favorite team is Early Man United. Yes, you did it right, especially with the commentators that you have. Actor Rob Brydon voices Brian and Brian, two different spellings. They're the match commentators. Were they inspired by anybody in particular?
They were. They're actually a reference. Rob was doing an impression of two very well-known commentators in the UK who gave their blessing. They're called, who was it? Yeah, John Motson and Alan Hansen of big voices on UK sport TV. And they have been very famous since the 70s or 80s. And he did fantastic impressions of them. Yeah, I don't think they'd mind.
And these Aardman movies keep raising the bar when it comes to what you can do with stop-motion animation. The sequence when the main character, Doug, voiced by Eddie Redmayne, he's falling down the multiple sections of stadium seats. How do you create a scene like that?
Oh, yes. Well, and he would, I think he dubbed that afterwards. We did, when I first went to Eddie, he would, I think it was in the script, there was nothing visual to show him at that time. I just said, okay, you're now going to fall down these steps, you know, through the seats, down the bleachers, one after the other. So he did a load of stuff, and then we would animate that. But yeah, that's one of the very first scenes we shot in the whole movie. Mm. And it was all, yeah, we had to build the bleachers, and, you know, of course we would storyboard the whole sequence first, and the art department and set builders would look at the storyboards and figure out what needs to be built. And of course we would use digital effects at times, you know, when the sets got just too big for the studio. And so we do a lot of compositing afterwards and shooting separate elements against green screen.
Mm.
Yeah.
And you also voice Hognob, Doug's pig pal. Did you audition yourself for the role?
Yeah. I didn't plan on doing Hognob from the beginning. When you make the movie, you put all the storyboards together and do it like a story reel to sort of find the shape of the scenes and the comedy, and we do, you know, we put temporary music and temporary voice tracks on, just to see how the scenes are shaping up. And I was doing Hognob just casually, and my colleagues just liked it. I was going to cast somebody, but the producer and a few colleagues said, oh, we love the way you do it, so I got the job. I just did a kind of a more primitive kind of Scooby-Doo impression.
I laughed out loud when Hognob plays the harp. That moment to me was comedy gold.
Oh, thank you. That was me making up that song. It was really strange for me to see myself singing on the big screen in the cinema. I never thought that day would happen.
We're with Nick Park, the director of Early Man. In the closing credits of the film, there's a special thank you to the 1,000 people who did crowd voices. How did you pull that off?
Oh, yeah, because the sound guys, I've worked with this great sound designer, well, since my college film. We were at college together, Adrian Rhodes, and he insisted that we could source that material all over the place, but he said, no, we must get a crowd together and do our own crowd recording. This is just the soundtrack, of course.
Mm.
And so, yeah, we hired a stadium and got, yeah, nearly 1,000 people in there, and got them all singing and chanting, and it was amazing experience, just with 1,000 people.
Yeah.
Amazing what noise they can make.
That is very, very cool. Now, you, of course, also created Wallace and Gromit. The iconic voice of Wallace, Peter Salas, passed away last year. When was the last time that you saw Peter?
Oh, gosh, yeah, I know, because he hasn't been well for, he wasn't well for 2 or 3 years before he sadly passed away. I saw him I saw him after making a Matter of Loaf and Death, the last Wallace and Gromit short, and he was starting to go downhill then. He was amazing the way he did it, the way he recorded with us, and was in great spirit. And I noticed his memory was fading then, actually.
Mm.
We had a coffee after seeing the press screening, and he said to me, have I seen the film, Nick?
Mm.
And I said, yes, Peter, we just sat through it. And so that's how he was, by that point.
Well, he touched so many hearts. He touched so many hearts, he really did. I have Wallace and Gromit memorabilia around the house, and I have the shorts on VHS still, and I play them every once in a while. I want to thank you, and I want to thank Peter very much for all that you've done with Wallace and Gromit.
Thank you. Yes, he was an absolute gem, and such a, you know, his shoes would be very hard to fill. He was so special and unique, and a wonderful sense of humor.
Mm. And you've also been a huge driving force behind Shaun the Sheep. Now, the first Shaun the Sheep movie was a big hit when it came out in 2015. I know Shaun the Sheep movie 2 is in development right now at Aardman. Anything you can tell me right now about it?
The whole gang who've just been involved in Early Man, all the animators have just moved on to Shaun the Sheep, so they're all starting production right now. I haven't been very involved in it. I know that Richard Starzak, who directed the first one, is directing this one and written it. And I know there's a sci-fi element in it.
Ooh.
Sheep and science fiction. Sounds very promising. I know that in the trailer they're using, they're saying it's Farmageddon.
It's a great tagline. That's really fun, my gosh. Well, good, we have that to look forward to around the corner. In the meantime, everybody, if you're an animation fan, if you're an Aardman fan, already a big hit in the UK, coming to the US this Thursday, February 15th at 5 p.m., Early Man, directed by Nick Park. Nick, pleasure to talk with you. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
You too, Jackson. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. I'm Lights, Camera, Jackson. This has been another edition of the LCJ Q&A.